Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy today with a slight chance for some rain showers and our high nearing 48. Some rain and snow possible overnight, cloudy with a low around 29. Staying cloudy on Thursday with a high of 42 and showers possible throughout Thursday night with a low around 19. Sunshine on Friday with a high of 39 and clear skies Friday night with a low around 20. Sunny with a high nearing 51 on Saturday and 31 Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 23 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Law enforcement agencies across the state of Kansas have all banded together to release a statement and denounce the actions of the Memphis Police Department and said they make it clear that police brutality will not be accepted in the Sunflower State. WIBW reports the announcement comes days after the Tyree Nichols funeral in Memphis, Tennessee, where Kansas law enforcement agencies, including the Kansas Sheriff's Association, the Kansas Association of Chief of Police, the Kansas Peace Officers Association, Kansas Highway Patrol, Kansas Bureau of Investigations, the Kansas Law Enforcement Training Center, along with the Kansas Commission on Peace Officers Standard and Training Commissioner, made the joint statement saying, quote, a brutal and deplorable act of excessive force by officers from the Memphis Police Department should be denounced. Kansas officials say they acknowledge the desire for betterment in the communities in the state of Kansas and will strive tirelessly to meet that goal. They say that they plan to unite and build better community relations and desire to highlight the work that they've done while expressing that we can always do better.
The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing, digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more.
And this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community. Challenge paid for by AARP.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
It was a big weekend in Topeka, Kansas, as the Kansas Muzzleloaders Association held their annual convention in the downtown Ramada Inn and Convention Center, bringing in guns, clothing, coins, and other products from the era of the early 1800s.
Okay, well, we have a trade room that we're standing in now and everything, and it's got traders from four or five different states, and there's guns, clothing, accoutrements, coins, a lot of time period stuff and everything from the time of the mountain men are in that area in the 1800s. And then we also have seminars that will be going on all day tomorrow, and our main speaker, and then tomorrow night and everything, we'll have an auction and some games and everything, and this evening we'll have games and just enjoyment after the trade room closes.
That audio from KSNT News. The Kansas Muzzleloaders Association is a dedicated group of black powder hunters, shooters, collectors, historians, and reenactors that love to, quote, preserve history. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The American Civil Liberties Union of the state of Nebraska has released their first video in a new video series that they say highlights Nebraskans who are transgender, non-binary, and two-spirit, a term used by many indigenous communities describing the LGBTQ tribal members. KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports that the debut videos feature eight different Nebraskans discussing their thoughts on dignity, equality, and respect as they try to showcase individual stories, giving more in-depth into featured Nebraskans' lives. They say a total of six videos will be released over the the coming weeks. And you can find information regarding the videos on YouTube and online at transitnebraska.org. In other news, the University of Nebraska's president, Ted Carter, announced on Monday this week that he has appointed a 16-member committee of students, faculty, and staff, along with alumni and community members, to help guide their search for the next chancellor of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. According to the announcement, the search committee will be chaired by Tiffany Heng Moss, the dean of UNL's College of Agricultural Sciences and Natural Resources.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here. The 2023 AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is now accepting applications. The program is open to eligible nonprofits and government organizations. The grants fund quick action, innovative projects related to public spaces,
transportation,
housing,
digital connections,
community resilience,
diversity and inclusion,
and more. In this year, the program features two new funding opportunities for demonstration projects and micro grants. For more information and to apply by the March 15th deadline, visit online at aarp.org/community challenge, paid for by AARP.
Right now at the Ashley Home Store, $100 will hold any of the specials on layaway until your taxes come in, or choose an LG 86-inch smart TV, an Ashley 7-piece queen bedroom set, an LG washer and dryer set, an Ashley sectional with dual recliners, or a Samsung 4-door refrigerator. All marked $11.98 or $49 per month. Interest-free for 24 months with approved credit. As always, hundreds of items in stock and free shipping to your house within 100 miles. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Over two dozen individuals spoke during a two-hour special board meeting Saturday of the Prairie Hills USD 113 School District at the Wetmore Attendance Center regarding a resolution to close that facility. Community members included current and former students and parents, among others, who noted the impact of the school for generations and cited academic achievements. Declining enrollment and budgetary considerations have been listed as primary reasons for potential closure, as well as staffing challenges. Financials have been challenged, and it was asked that a neutral third party should review the numbers. Cost of education per student is just over $13,000, highest in the district, with 125 students currently enrolled K through 12, a decline of 29 the past 5 years, and 51 students down from 10 years ago. Some classes have five or fewer students. The board did not comment at the hearing Saturday and could make a decision as early as next Monday's meeting. The extension professionals from Kansas State University have created a series of virtual programs titled Living Well Wednesday as a way for individuals and families across the state to access various educational opportunities, similar to Knowledge at Noon the extension in Marshall County had offered. The effort is to help families make the most of their time and expand their knowledge related to topics that affect everyday life. Living Well Wednesday is a series of one-hour sessions that touch on a wide variety of essential skills that empower individuals and families to live, work, and thrive. The programs are recorded for those who cannot participate in the live sessions. Participation is free to all residents, but registration is required. You can choose to register for one session or as many as you like. Once registered, a Zoom link will be sent to the email address for the registrant. For other options, contact your local county extension office. Marshall County is collaborating with Blue Valley to share the broadcasts on BVTV Channel 3 the first and third Wednesdays each month at 1 p.m. Marysville Planning Commission will hold a public hearing Thursday and is expected to take up the matter of locating intermodal containers within city limits and extraterritorial zoning areas. A moratorium on placement of the units was discussed by council, who suggested review of the code allowing container units with certain restrictions as to placement, finish, and etc. Notice of the meeting has been mailed to affected property owners, and zoning regulations and maps are available at City Hall. An earlier recommendation of the Planning Commission to reject the proposal was sent back to the committee for review. Public comment is welcome at the meeting Thursday evening at 7 at Marysville City Hall. A grain marketing workshop is planned in Marysville Monday, February 13th, 9:30 till 2:30 at the Wagon Wheel, and will feature speakers including Mark Nelson with Kansas Farm Bureau and Dr. Dan O'Brien with K-State Research and Extension. Advance registration is requested. Contact the Marshall County Extension Office at 562-3531. Pottawatomie County is featuring forages for healthy beef cattle next Wednesday, February 15th at Westmoreland, 5:30 till 9 p.m. Healthy forages, calf care, beef reproduction, and rangeland analysis will be covered. Advance registrations are due February 8th. Contact the Pottawatomie County Extension Office at 457-3319. Farm Service Agency issuing additional payment to underserved farmers and ranchers based on the 2020 program certification of underserved farmer. Producers who have not previously certified their status should contact their local FSA office before the deadline this Friday. Categories include socially disadvantaged, limited resource, beginning, and veteran farmers and ranchers. Again, for additional details, the deadline is Friday. Contact the Farm Service Agency office. Ruth I. West, age 96 of Wymore, passed away Friday. Private graveside service to be held at a later date at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with the Laughlin Nova Funeral Home of Wymore in charge of arrangements for Ruth West. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, baked fish, hash browns, peas, and apple rings. Tomorrow, ham loaf, baby baker, Scandinavian blend, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville welcomes new patients. Dr. Michael Frank can evaluate, diagnose, and recommend treatment options that can alleviate pain, trigger your body's ability to heal, and work to ensure your optimal health and wellness. Call or stop by today for your appointment. With Frank Chiropractic Center, 15th and Broadway, phone 562-3054.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some rain showers today, otherwise staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. A slight chance for some rain, then snow showers overnight tonight, staying cloudy and calm with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Staying cloudy and slightly cooler on Thursday with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. A chance for some more rain and snow throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Clearing up on Friday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid-20s. Warming up as we head into the weekend, still staying sunny on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-50s, and mostly cloudy over Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Partly sunny skies on Sunday with our highs in the upper 40s and upper 50s. Mostly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. These warmer temperatures will continue as we head into early next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, early February, 43. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 20, and the record low, 19 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:28. Sunset this evening at 5:55. It's 23 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 8th of February. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Come test your knowledge at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night. The evening kicks off 7 p.m. Saturday, February 11th at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville. Join in a night of fun and interesting trivia along with good company. Popcorn bar will be available as drinks are BYOB. $200 per team of six. Registration and more information can be found at MarshallCountyArts.org. Try your trivia at Get Smart with the Arts Night, February 11th, presented by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 46-34. Wamego girls took Chapman 78-40, Concordia over Abilene 44-30, and Clay Center topped Republic County 52-34. Hanover girls win over Clifton Clyde 46-36. Frankfort stopped Axtell 47-28. Washington County beat Blue Valley 56-19. Valley Heights girls over Lynn 51-45, and Centralia beat St. Mary's 42-40. In boys' play, Marysville topped Rock Creek 69-43. Clay Center beat Republic County 55-39. Wamego took Chapman 61-52 and Concordia down to Abilene 57-52. Clifton Clyde boys over Hanover 54-43. Axtell topped Frankfort 57-35. Blue Valley beat Washington County 63-39. And it was Lynn over Valley Heights boys 78-65.
With text-to-order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
From the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look back at yesterday, see how the markets fared. Well, the markets opened up yesterday mixed. We were a bit lower in grains, but we were higher in livestock. But during the day, that flipped. March corn ended the day, 674, and that's down 5. May corn, 673, that's down 4 3/4. March wheat ended the day at 749 3/4. That's down a half. May wheat, 761 1/4. And that's down 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March, 885 3/4. That's up 9 3/4. Kansas City wheat for May, 874 3/4. That's up 6 1/2. Minneapolis wheat for March, 917 1/4. Final price, that's down 1/4. Minneapolis wheat for May, 910 1/4, that's down 1/2. March oats at 384 3/4, that's up 1. May oats at 376 3/4, and that's up 2 1/4. Taking a look at March soybeans, 1515 1/4, that's your final price, that's down 6. Soybeans for May, 1510 1/4, down 4 1/4. Cotton for March, 85.63, that's up $2.36. Cotton for May, 86.38, that's up $2.27. Taking a look at cattle, live cattle for February, 160.50, and that's down 1/4. Live cattle for April, 163.60, and that's down 87.5. Feeder cattle for March, 187.20, and that's down 50 cents. Feeder cattle for April, 191.30 final price, and that's down 40 cents. The markets will get going here in a few, and we'll keep you up to date all day long.
Looking for the place to buy your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics? Plan to be in Gove, Kansas on Friday, February 17th.
This is Blake Angel with Lundgren Angus Ranch, and I would like to personally invite you to our 22nd annual Dollars and Cents production set. We are offering 80 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, as well as 5 fall-bred females and 35 fancy yearling open heifers. Angus sires include Tehama Tahoe, BXAR Monumental, and Raven Powerable. Red Angus sires include Beaver Stock Market, WFL Merlin, and the First Sons of WFL Value Added. Our motto is that it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR Genetics, and we believe that you will find value received for dollar invested runs very high at LAR. You can view our sale catalog and videos at Lundgren Angus. LungrenAngusRanch.com or at CCI.live, which is where the broadcast of our sale will be conducted. For information, call myself at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. Plan to be with us on Friday, February 17th at 12:30 Central Time for the annual Lundgren Angus Ranch production sale. Find your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics and go Canada.
Napa Filter Days run through February 18th at Enon's Automotive in Marysville. Take advantage of their large selection of farm filters, as well as hydraulic hoses, bearings, and all of your agricultural needs. Join them for a complimentary lunch Wednesday, February 8th, 11 to 2, at your Napa parts store, Enon's Automotive in Marysville.
Approaching three decades since it had been revised, the Kansas Forest Service had adapted and changed enough to warrant a mission statement facelift. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas Forest Service State Forester Jason Hartman unveils the Kansas Forest Service's new mission statement and highlights what exactly the organization can provide to Kansans.
It's a combination of timing, really, in the way that it'd been a long time since we'd looked at strategic planning mission statement for the agency going back clear to the mid-90s. And so it was time. It was past time. And also, just it coincided with some other efforts in KSRE and the College of Ag for some strategic planning professional assistance that we took advantage of. And those pieces all fell into place at a time that we really were thinking, we need to relook at this. You know, there's different parts of our programs that are becoming more prominent, becoming larger portion of what we do, so we really should look at encompassing all that we do in our strategic planning and therefore mission statement.
With some suspense built up, Hartman reveals what the newly reimagined and better encapsulating mission statement is.
So what we came up with, and trying to, like I said, capture a little more of the breadth of what we do, we came up with the Kansas Forest Service. What we're about is sustaining and enhancing the natural resources and communities through forestry and wildland fire management.
Hartman goes on to explain what exactly the Forest Service does to serve Kansans by highlighting each of the six disciplines comprising the Kansas Forest Service.
We have kind of six main program areas where we have our Forest Service. So we have foresters. They're out there across the state serving landowners that have a woodland forestry, agroforestry, like a shelter belt windbreak need, or just wanting some advice. So that's what that aspect is for. We work with a lot of partners in that, like NRCS for cost share agreements, things like that. We also do likewise with our communities, especially our smaller communities, provide them with that technical service of their treescape, tree health, things like that in the community setting of parks, street trees, things like that. We have our seedling sales every year, conservation trees, seedlings that we provide for those like shelter belt windbreak plantings. And then we provide forest health assistance. We're utilization and marketing assistance, like keeping track of who's in the business of milling timber for folks if they want that resource, and providing sawmill information, things like that, and other types of markets for forest products. And then the sixth one is our wildland fire management, where we're assisting mostly rural fire departments with training, equipment, and suppression assistance as requested.
That was Jason Hartman, Kansas Forest Service State Forester, revealing their freshly reimagined mission statement and explaining the divisions of service that the Kansas Forest Service provides to Kansans. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Ever find animal tracks crisscrossing a blanket of fresh snow? We will share some tips for identifying those critters on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, February 8th. It is the 39th day of the year, and actress Mary Steenburgen has a birthday.
When you find animal tracks in muddy ground or a fresh blanket of snow, do you know which creature made them? Straight, bony, and shallow three-toed prints are often some type of bird, ducks or geese, if they're webbed, of course. Mammals leave deeper tracks with individual toes, claws, or foot pads. Four toes with a pad behind usually belong to a dog or cat. Prints with five toes almost always have claw marks and often belong to raccoons, weasels, beavers, or marmots. Rodents will have five toes in the front, four in the back. Hoof prints, if they're tapered, belong to deer, sheep, or elk, or horse if they're rounded. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find a photo guide to animal tracks at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 23 degrees this morning. Highs in the middle 40s on tap for your Wednesday.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas State Wildcat basketball in action last night as they had a dominant lead and victory over the TCU Horned Frogs, finishing the game 82-61. It was the rebound the Wildcats needed after losing over the weekend to the number 5 Texas Longhorns, as Marquise Noel was the high scorer for the game for the Wildcats, putting 18 points on the board with 7 assists on the game. He was on the court for a total of 39 minutes. Keontae Johnson put 14 points on the board along with Desi Sills, but it was a team effort for the Wildcats, with 8 different players putting points on the board throughout the night. The victory puts the Wildcats back up to the number 3 slot in the Big 12 Conference, sitting 19-5 for the overall record, 7-4 in conference play, still tied with the Kansas Jayhawks. TCU drops down to 17-7 and number 6 in the Big 12. Kansas State is sitting number 12 nationwide for the national AP poll as well, and their next game is at 6 p.m. on Saturday as they are on the road to take on the Texas Tech at Red Raiders.
Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like...
Marysville boys handle in Tuesday night basketball. Final score 69-43 with 4 Bulldogs in double figures. Marysville outscoring Rock Creek all 4 quarters. Led by Peyton Smith with 16 points, Rhett Williams with 14, Jack Lauer scored 12, and Rook Williams adding 11 as the Bulldogs improved to 15-2 on the season. Over Rock Creek, led by Diggins and Duska with 13 points. Coley Burgess finished with 11. Mustangs fall to 9-6. Marysville 69, Rock Creek 43 in boys action. Rock Creek Lady Mustangs win 46-34, outscoring Marysville 17-9 in a telling third quarter. Kinley Ebert led scoring with 19 for Rock Creek. Bryn McFaulin double figures with 12. Marysville's top scorers, Bella Rader and Lindsay Dressman, only had 7 each. Rock Creek 46, Marysville 34. Lady Bulldogs fall to 5-12. Marysville back in North Central Kansas League play at Clay Center Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
White Eagles used a 22-8 advantage at the end of the first quarter to hand the Hanover Wildcats their 6th loss on the season. Eagles winning 54-43. 4 starters scored in double figures for the Eagles, led by Seth LeClaire with 17. 10 points for Cole Meyer led the way for the Wildcats, but they fell 54-43. In girls action, Hanover girls stay undefeated on the season after a 46-36 victory here versus Clifton Clyde. Macy Hawley led the way with 15 points. Sevi Wirtz had 14 for Clifton Clyde, as she was the only starter in double figures for the Lady Eagles. Once again, Hanover Wildcats move on to 16-0 on the season with a 46-36 victory. Clifton Clyde Lady Eagles drop to 14-4. Reporting for KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs in girls play. Rock Creek beat Marysville 46-34. Wamego girls took Chapman 78-40, Concordia over Abilene 44-30, and Clay Center topped Republic County 52-34. Hanover girls win over Clifton Clyde 46-36. Frankfort stopped Axtell 47-28. Washington County beat Blue Valley 56-19. Valley Heights girls over Lynn 51-45, and Centralia beat St. Mary's 42-40. In boys play, Marysville topped Rock Creek 69-43. Clay Center beat Republic County 55-39. Omega took Chapman 61-52 and Concordia down to Abilene 57-52. Clifton Clyde boys over Hanover 54-43. Axtell topped Frankfort 57-35. Blue Valley beat Washington County 63-39. And it was Lynn over Valley Heights boys 78-65.
Hunter's headquarters would like to salute all American veterans who were wounded or are now disabled because of their dedication and service to this country. America is grateful for your sacrifices, and you will never be forgotten. From Hunter's headquarters in Auburn, veteran established and veteran run.
KNDY.
Wasn't born for digging deep holes. I'm not made for paving long roads. I ain't cut out to climb high line poles, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. I'm not the type to work in a bank. I'm no good slapping on paint. Have a knack for making motors crank, no, but I'm pretty good at drinking beer. So hand me one more, that's what I'm here for. I'm built for having a ball. I love the nightlife, I love my Bud Light. I like them cold and tall. I ain't much on mowing thick grass. Too slow for working too fast. I don't do windows, so honey, don't ask. But I'm pretty good at drinking beer. A go-getter, well, maybe I'm not. I'm not known for doing a lot. But I do my best work when the weather's hot, hot. I'm pretty good at drinking beer.